This is MSO News Sports and our North Shore Thanksgiving football coverage continues now with Danvers football coach Ryan Nolan. Coach, welcome very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me on. Thank you for everything you've been doing. It's been great and much appreciated.
Well, Coach, first up, I got to ask you, you guys are just wrapping up the postseason here with a tremendous postseason run, unfortunately resulting in a loss on Saturday. But just a quick take from you before we get into the Thanksgiving stuff on your last playoff game.
It was a battle. Just the first thing that comes to mind. Just really, really proud of the kids and the coaches and everyone. You know, the kids went out and absolutely battled and put everything out there. I think our offense had its best game of the year versus a very good opponent. Brian Ibbotson and our offensive staff just did an unbelievable job preparing the kids. And then the kids took it from there and went out and, you know, it was a battle the whole game versus a very good team. It wasn't the result we wanted, but, you know, it just very gratifying to go out there and watch the kids go out and just show, you know, what they were. They played for each other. They played tough. They made plays. It's a tough way to go out, but if you're going to go out, that's the way to do it, and just really proud of everybody.
You know, in talking to you, Coach, the last I saw you guys was in that Marblehead game where the offense did struggle. But in talking to you, you were talking about the offense and how things were coming along and different things here and there in the last couple of weeks since we've been talking. And I had a gut feeling that you guys were offensively going to put it together last week. So that's, I mean, it's a great story what you guys have been able to do in the postseason.
Yeah, and I think it just speaks to all the hard work the kids to put in and the coaches and everybody else to make that run. And I think part of it, too, is we had some tough games in the beginning of the season that made us better. So although we may not have got a win in the first two games, that forced us to improve, look at ourselves, and continue to, you know, get better every single week. So, you know, just really proud of the resiliency and, you know, just being able to stay after it and keep our eyes on our goal as a team and a program.
All right, so this is kind of an unusual situation. You guys played on Saturday, and boom, now right away you've got a game scheduled for this Thursday, Thanksgiving, against Gloucester. So tell us about your preparations and how that goes this week.
We've got to make sure we take care of the kids' bodies, but we're pretty fortunate to be in pretty good shape considering the level of football we played and the type of teams we played and how the games were all year. So I think our kids are definitely, you know, battle-tested. In practice, we're just trying to make sure we go and refine some of the fundamentals and details of what we're doing early on. Today is going to be our one real padded up practice where, you know, we got to go through everything and, you know, it's going to be a little bit more strenuous on their bodies, and then we're going to tie it up together tomorrow, and then we're going to play on Thursday morning. So we're just making sure we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's and make sure we do everything possible preparing for an always tough and good Gloucester team.
Yeah, punctuation and being grammatically correct is important, Coach. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I guess finally, well, not finally, but Thanksgiving Day. So there's no message lost here how important it is for you guys to face Gloucester on Thanksgiving Day, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge game, and just Thanksgiving in general is, you know, it's Massachusetts' big football time of the year, family time, pulling everything together, going into the holidays. So we want to really, really make sure that not only for this day, but just for the season, you know, we do everything possible to end it in the right way, for especially our seniors.
What is there a unique problem or issue or two that Gloucester presents to opponents this year?
I think it's Gloucester being what they are, tough physical kids that are never going to quit. You know, you got to bring your A game and they're going to be ready to go. They've got some athletes offensively. They moved athletic kid to quarterback that gives a lot of trouble in the run game. And, you know, they're physical kids across the board. They've got some speed, some skill as well. And more than anything, Thanksgiving, anything can happen. And you know they're going to bring an unbelievable effort physically and emotionally in this game. So we got to make sure that we go in and match it. And it doesn't matter, you know, how many days off we have. We got to come and do the job.
Finally, Coach, I'm going to try to keep it short with you here this week, as I promise every week, but it never happens. But this is the week we'll keep it short because I know you've been so busy the last several weeks here. But just give us a player update or two. You did it so well a week or so ago when we talked going into the playoff game about maybe a player or two that's been stepping up, or it could obviously be out of last week's playoff game, the Saturday game. But give me a player update or two, or maybe talk about your seniors, whatever it is, to kind of close it out here.
Well, all of us seniors have done such a great job. One kid I just think deserves to be recognized, kid that doesn't play much at all for us, is one of our backup linemen, Lasad, who we just watched in the last couple weeks play offense and defensive line on the look and get kicked out by kids twice his size and double teamed and, you know, have to block somebody that, like, you know, he has no business trying to block. But a kid like that who showed up every single day and it was just as responsible for our effort this past Saturday as any of the starters, I think that's something that sometimes goes under the radar, but Lasad has just done an unbelievable job for us every year, and that's without making a huge contribution on the field during games. So him and some of those other underclassmen really, really have done the unheralded work to make us successful. Some of the other kids who are on the field, I think our fullbacks have really stepped up, whether it be Assad, Dabul, Grayson Jackson, and Marco Betancourt. All three of them played very, very well in this past game and been proven all year long. And I think those are the type of kids that kind of embody what we are as a team. They're grinders. They're tough. They like being physical. They compete every snap. And they made a huge difference, played very well versus Hanover, and have been playing well all year.
Well, Coach, I just got to say, I really, like I said earlier, I thought what a gutsy postseason you guys have had this year, and congratulations to you, the coaching staff, and of course the players as well for what they've been able to accomplish. And also, finally, best of luck. Have a great Thanksgiving to you, your family, and of course the coaches and their families and the players and their families. So, Ryan, thanks so much for all your time this season, especially the last several weeks, and good luck on Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you very much, and same to you and your family and everyone over there at MSO Sports. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving, and just really appreciate everything you do for high school athletics and high school football in particular. It really is awesome.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks so much. Ryan Nolan, head football coach at Danvers High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.